Let us take a few instances. One day, a scribe, an expert in religious law, asked Jesus the most important question in the Torah. The scribe was asking Jesus to give the very essence of the Bible, that which, when grasped, everything is known, and without which all knowledge is a waste. Jesus replied, "Listen, O Israel, the Lord your God is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than this." This commandment begins with a call to silence. "Listen, O Israel, the Lord your God is one." It is in silence that we experience the truth of God. We have to learn the art of listening. And to listen means to calm the agitations of the mind. It means mental stillness. In another verse, the Bible says, "Be still and know that I am God." It is in stillness that we experience the reality of God as the one without a second, the all-pervading, omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent, absolute, infinite, eternal one. God is one. There is no other. When you think that you are separate from God, you create an illusion that seeks to separate that which is inseparable. All of us are in God as his limbs, his body. In God we live and move and have our being, says St. Paul. God and his creation are inseparable, like the sun and its rays, the ocean and its waters, the tree and its branches. Jesus said, "I am the vine and you are the branches." Can the vine exist without its branches? Or the branches apart from the vine? Here we come to the very essence of Swami's message, the very core of the Vedas and the gem of all the scriptures. God is one. There is no other. All is Brahma. The next sentence of the commandment is this ancient clarion call to love. "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your strength." Love. Love is the current, the energy, the strength, the source, the sustainer. To love God with all your heart is the path of bhakti yoga. That is union with God through pure devotion. To love God with all your mind is the path of jnana yoga. That is union with God through the light of wisdom. To love God with all your strength is the path of karma yoga. That is union with God through selfless service. These threefold paths are not separate from one another. The string that unites them is love. Love is the current. When it comes to the heart, it overflows in the bliss and ecstasy of devotion. When it comes to the mind, it shines as the eternal light of wisdom. And when it flows through the hands, it lifts and upholds one and all in selfless service. Without love, the rituals of devotion, the rigors of intellectualism, and the labors of our hands are all in vain. St. Paul said it all. "If I possess everything and I have no love, then I am nothing." Can't we see? The message is one. These threefold paths of devotion, wisdom, and selfless service form the very core of the Bhagavad Gita as taught by Lord Krishna to Arjuna in the field of Kurukshetra. This is the message of Sai Baba. Love, love, love. He addresses us as embodiments of love. He pins down these ancient teachings in simple, catching phrases. Love all, serve all. Help ever, hurt never. God is love. Live in love. Every day we see his life as a perfect example of his message. Jesus said, "Love your enemies. This teaching is one of the greatest spiritual revolutions in the history of mankind. Love your enemies and do good to those who hate you. This is the primary teaching of Sai Baba. Love all, save all. Swami has not said love some, or only those with the same religious affiliation, or members of the family, or those who love you. This is restricted love. Swami says, love is expansion. Expand your heart to embrace all. Love all. Not only human beings, but all creation, mountains, oceans, birds, animals, trees, stars. All creation is a manifestation of divinity. Love them as such and let your service emanate from the roots of that divine love.